Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Tony.
All right. Well, after the bloodbath, if you will, for the Democrats, I don't want to focus nationally, but on what happened here in the state of Michigan. Now you've had some time to absorb and analyze what happened. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm stunned that the Republicans were able to pick up 20 seats in the state House of Representatives in one fell swoop in one election. They had lost those 20 seats over the previous three elections in 2004, 6, and 8. They had lost 20 seats, and in one night, they made it all up. They went from being in the third weakest minority in their entire history as a party in this state since before the Civil War. They were down 67 to 43 after the last election. Now they're up 63 to 47. It almost is inconceivable.
Bill, how much of this loss was due to the fact that the Democrats were associated with President Barack Obama, or was it more likely due to what's going on in the state?
You know, that's the great question, and I think it's a little bit of both. I think, obviously, there was a national atmosphere that was very hostile to Barack Obama and the Democratic Congress in Washington, D.C. It affected races, I think, in every single one of the 50 states, including Michigan. Added to that, here in Michigan, obviously, we've had a Democratic governor for 8 straight years, whose popularity now is at an all-time low. We had a Democratic-controlled state House of Representatives here, and I think that just compounded the feeling at the national level that was very negative for the Democrats, and the chickens came home to roost on Tuesday.
Some of the races were very nasty, especially when you look at the Secretary of State and the Attorney General races. What's your take on that?
Well, I think particularly Attorney General was, no question about it, and I think a lot of what the Attorney General's race was about had really nothing to do with being Attorney General. It sounded like you were trying to be induced to vote for your local sheriff. That's really not what the Office of Attorney General is about. And, yes, it was very negative and dispiriting and didn't contribute to public knowledge about how state government operates. Secretary of State, I didn't think it was that negative. There were negative ads on each side. Some of them had some relationship to the truth, and at least they bore on the subject matter about which the Secretary of State is supposed to be conversant and knowledgeable.
Bill, who is going to be the new speaker and minority leaders for the state of Michigan?
The Speaker of the House will almost certainly be a state representative named Jace Bolger, B-O-L-G-E-R. Jace, spelled J-A-S-E. His real name is James, but he's always gone by the nickname of Jace. And he is from the Albion Marshall area down in Calhoun County. He is a first-term lawmaker. He was just elected in 2008. Before that, he'd been a Calhoun County commissioner. He looks to be the speaker on the Democratic side, the minority side. I would think the favorite is Richard Hammel, H-A-M-M-E-L, who is from Flushing in Genesee County. He's a former chairman of the Genesee County Board of Commissioners. He's been the second-ranking Democrat on the Appropriations Committee in the House the past 2 years. It's conceivable that he could be outflanked by another contender for the speakership from his own county, Genesee County, and that is Woodrow Stanley, who is African-American. This is his first term. He's a former mayor of Flint, and he's a former member of the Genesee County Board of Commissioners as well. Over in the Senate, it looks like it's going to be either Randy Richardville, who's a Republican senator from Monroe County, just won his second term, or John Prose, P-R-O-O-S. It looks like Proust, but it's pronounced Prose. Who is from St. Joseph in Berrien County. He's an incoming member. He isn't even in the Senate yet. And on the Democratic side, probably it's going to be Gretchen Whitmer, who will actually be the ranking member of the Senate in this next session in seniority. She will have been there longer than anybody. from East Lansing. She was elected in a special election in early 2006, and then elected to a full term then, and now to her second full four-year term.
Bill, is it unusual for an incoming member, a new person, to take a high-ranking position like this?
Extremely. The only other time I can remember that it's happened in recent history is back in, hard to believe, back in 1974, there was a state representative named Bill Fitzgerald, who was a Democrat from Grosse Pointe, who was elected to the Senate and came into the Senate beginning in January of 1975, and he was elected by his Democratic colleagues, who were in the majority, by the way, at that time, to be their leader without, you know, even having set foot in the chamber as a measure. It didn't work out too well, Tony. He wasn't very popular or effective in his own caucus, and they unseated him halfway through his first term in late 1976. They kicked him out as leader and put in Bill Faust, another state senator, and Fitzgerald promptly turned around and ran for governor and actually was the Democratic gubernatorial nominee in 1978 against Republican Governor Bill Milliken, but Milliken creamed him in the election, and that was the end of Bill Fitzgerald's political career.
And finally, Bill, before we let you go, do you anticipate any business getting done before January 1?
Well, there may be something because of a rather curious request made by Rick Snyder, the Republican gubernatorial electee, should we call him, yesterday. He basically said there may be some things I'd like to see the legislature do in late lame duck session, meaning between now and the end of the year before the new legislature takes effect. And that's a little bit unusual for an incoming governor to say, I'd like the outgoing legislature and governor to do a few things before I even take office. The real question is, will the Democrats who control the House cooperate? Will they say, well, sure, Governor, anything you want? Or will they say, well, now, wait a second here. If the governor wants some of this stuff done, let's just wait until he takes over and the Republicans control everything, and then they're going to be responsible for what's being done. So I don't know what the answer is, but something could happen because usually, Tony, nothing happens between a election and the end of the year if the incoming governor doesn't want it to happen because his party in the legislature, whether they're in the majority or minority, would probably throw sand in the gears and create all sorts of problems to keep the other party from doing anything that the incoming governor doesn't want.
Bill Ballinger is the editor and publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. I urge our listeners, if they want to know what's going on inside the state of Michigan politically, you get the newsletter. Bill, how do folks do that?
Well, you can just go to the web, www.insidemichiganpolitics.com. Inside Michigan Politics, all one word, no spaces. It'll tell you what to do there.
Thanks so much, Bill. Whenever I talk with you, I learn so much. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Tony.